Absolutely. But I love how you have taken the doom and I keep saying gloom and doom instead of doom and gloom. I guess I just
well, whatever. I think it's, I think it works. Either way works.
But kind of taking all those fears that we all hear about and really do bother us. Let's face it. Even the most optimistic of us, it kind of nags at us that these kind of things are happening in our profession. But you've shown how, if you do the right moves, no matter what stage of your career, that you really don't have to worry about that stuff. Yes. Of course, some of it's happening, but let's make it so it's not our problem. And I love that approach.
I think that that's the only way you want to look at life, in my opinion. You need to be able to recognize that there are challenges out there. You can't stick your head in the sand. It's not like everything's going to go away if I don't look. There are issues. Realize what the issues are. Take the necessary steps. Try to be able, you know, to make plans, goals, write them down. You've got to be really, really diligent and principled about it. Is identify where you are on the spectrum, see where you're going to go, and then adopt a strategy that's going to be fine. And you're not losing your job. You're still going to be able to make a lot of money. You're still going to be able to do these things, but you've got to be smart about it, and you've got to be able to take the necessary action.
So true. So true. Good stuff. Hey, we're running a little short on time. I just wanted to mention something, too. This has nothing to do with our interview today, but it kind of does. Maybe more our last interview about the 10 factors for success. Dave and I were just lecturing in Vancouver, which was a really great meeting, Pacific Dental
Wonderful
Congress
city.
There. Really cool place. And this young husband-wife dental team, they were both dentists, came up to me afterwards. They said, I have a question. And I swear, something like this happens just about every single time I do a seminar. They said, well, we've got a problem with our office manager. You know, we'd like her to do it this way, and we'd like her to do this, and we'd like her to say this, and we'd like, but she refuses. And we've talked to her about the importance, but she won't see it our way. She won't do it this way. And I'm thinking, like, you've got somebody that's maybe unintentionally, like sabotaging your practice. Why can't you see this? Do you see that all the time? It drives me crazy.
Well, I think that we could talk literally for hours about staff and about how difficult it is to be able to get a great staff. Sometimes you find dentists who are just totally, you know, captives by some domineering kind of staff member who wants to do it her way.
Exactly.
And I tell these people, look, you're the boss. You know, let's try to be able to make them understand why that's not what I want. Okay? And look, I know you're a talented person and I know you're very smart, but this is the direction I want to go. Can you understand that? Can you work with me on this? Because if you can't, you know, this probably isn't the right place for you. There are so many talented people out there, staff who, you know, they're not sitting at home waiting for you to call them. They work in other offices where the doctor doesn't appreciate them, you know, or things have changed. So, you know, you need to be able to take control of what you want to be able to do. And somebody like that, I mean, that's just sort of, you know, these young people, that maybe they're inexperienced, they don't know how to handle it. HR issues and how to hire and how to fire, that was one of those 10 posts that, you know, I found that, you know, successful doctors understand how this is, and successful doctors are able to have the vision to build that fabulous team, one person by one person, and then take really great care of these people, do what you can for these people, so that they stay with you, because that's what you want. You want to be able to have those wonderful, mature, customer service-oriented people who really understand the business of dentistry and understand the business of people. So that's what that person should be doing.
So true. I agree. It's funny. I was just involved in a tiny little car accident where I was rear-ended, and I went to the body shop, and the first time through, they were so nice to deal with, but they didn't do, they just, one piece was like not attached correctly. I don't know. It was no big deal. And I called the body shop to talk about it, and the woman on the phone, and she was young. She was probably 23. We are so sorry for your inconvenience. Is there anything we can do? Can we send someone to pick up the car from your house? It was like, I was thinking, oh my God, every dental practice needs somebody just with the you know, intelligence and wherewithal to realize that it's all about customer service. And if you can't get that from your team, you've got to do it.
Right. And you know, when I talk to people just like that, you know, in businesses, you know, not dentists, not dental offices, and I hear somebody who's that great, I say, look, if you ever decide you want to leave, I can put you in a great practice, because those are the kind of people that you want working for you.
Exactly. If you're sick of smelling the paint fumes in this body shop, come smell some burning enamel in our dental practice. It's a lot cleaner. So true.
Terrific.
So, hey, let's give your contact information, but since we're going to do that, I know I already talked about your website briefly, but let's just tell people that one great way to get in touch with you is to go to your website, jodena.com, J-O-D-E-N-A.com. They'll not only see that great picture of you that's up there, which I didn't realize you started dyeing your hair silver like that. When did you start?
Oh, yes. Well, it's to be able to look more distinguished, Rich. Really, my hair is the color of my eyebrows, but I dye it gray to be able to look, you know, a little bit more,